Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
I'm Jen Cutter, and welcome to Daily Tech Headlines Week in Review. Earlier this week, AT&T and Verizon announced they would not comply with a request from the FAA and Department of Transportation to postpone deploying new 5G services near airports. The very next day, the companies agreed to delay the launch for 2 weeks. Airlines argue that 5G signals use frequencies close to altitude-sensing radar altimeters, with the carrier saying power levels and the gap in frequencies are adequate to prevent interference. When 2022 rolled around, Microsoft Exchange servers were hit with a date check failure, resulting in messages getting stuck in transport queues. Microsoft issued mitigations for the bug, which require either a manual fix or for admins to apply an automated script. Depending on the number of emails in the transport queue, Microsoft warned it may take some time to send out all backlogged emails. Samsung's 2022 TVs will include a new gaming hub, with select TVs getting support for Google Stadia and NVIDIA GeForce Now game streaming apps. The hub will also support HDMI-connected consoles, with pass-through support for controllers. The company plans to release a TV screen-based NFT Explorer and Marketplace aggregator supporting browsing, purchasing, and displaying NFT art on 2022 TVs. Walmart plans to expand its in-home delivery service from 6 million households to 30 million by the end of 2022, reaching about 70% of the U.S. population. Walmart plans to hire 3,000 full-time associate delivery drivers and build out an electric vehicle delivery fleet, although it did not specify an EV supplier. Germany's Federal Cartel Office ruled that Alphabet's Google business will be subject to additional oversight over the next 5 years, letting the regulator ban practices it deems anti-competitive. The FCO already began looking at how Google processes personal data, as well as its news showcase. AMD introduced Ryzen 6000 mobile CPUs, claiming 1.3 times faster processing, twice the gaming performance thanks to DRNA2 graphics, and up to 24 hours battery life. They integrate the new Microsoft Pluton security chip and support Wi-Fi 6E, USB 4, PCIe Gen 4, and HDMI 2.1. The first laptops with Ryzen 6000 will arrive in February. AMD also announced the Radeon RX 6000S range of GPUs for thin and light laptops with up to 100 frames per second coming throughout Q1. The entry-level RX 6500 XT desktop card gives you RDNA 2 graphics for $199 on sale January 19th. Intel announced 28 12th-gen mobile chips across gaming laptops, a new P-series that emphasizes battery life, the U-series for thin and light machines, and 4 for cheaper laptops and Chromebooks. Intel claims the new 12th-gen mobile processors are 40% faster than the previous gen. Models support Thunderbolt 4 and Wi-Fi 6E. H-series mobile 12th-gen chips arrive in February. P and U-series are coming by the end of March. And Intel announced its 6-nanometer ARC discrete GPU made by TSMC with support for hardware-accelerated ray tracing, variable rate shading, and mesh shaders. It uses the same driver package as Intel integrated GPUs. NVIDIA teased a new flagship called the RTX 3090 Ti, offering faster memory than the 3090 with up to 21 gigabits per second and up specs. Engadget calls it a 12.5% increase across the board. NVIDIA is saving a lot of details for later this month. NVIDIA also announced the RTX 3070 Ti and 3080 Ti, with 1440p gaming at 100 and 120 frames per second, respectively. The 3070 and 3080 Ti's are coming to laptops February 1st. The RTX 3050 with ray tracing and DLSS is coming January 27th for $250. The French regulator CNIL confirmed it plans to fine Google's US and Irish operations 90 million and 60 million euros, respectively, and Facebook's Irish arm 60 million euros for not letting French users easily reject cookie tracking technology. Google and Facebook also face a daily penalty of 100,000 euros if the CNIL isn't satisfied with changes made within 3 months of the decision. This applies to Google.fr and YouTube.fr websites, as well as Facebook's French platform. WeChat Pay will begin supporting China's digital yuan. This follows Alipay's trialing of digital yuan payments last year. The People's Bank of China continues to gradually expand the currency, moving from making the digital yuan app invite-only to a full launch in certain regions and cities in China this week. Instagram head Adam Mosseri tweeted Wednesday that three new options for home feeds are rolling out. Home is what the current algorithmic feed will be called. Favorites use a curated list of friends, family, and creators, and following is the good old-fashioned chronological order. Testing is happening now, and the company hopes to roll it out to everyone soon. Twitter began testing a new feature on iOS called Tweet Takes that will let users post a video reaction to tweets rather than a standard quote tweet. Tweet Takes places the tweet a user is responding to as a sticker placed over a vertical video. And the Entertainment Software Association canceled its in-person E3 event this year, citing ongoing health risks. The ESA said it could not confirm whether there would be a digital event this year. For more discussion on the tech news of the day, subscribe to the Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com, where you can also find the show notes and links to every headline. Please remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines on your podcast service of choice. From everyone here at Daily Tech Headlines, thanks for listening.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.